All right, so you're interested in high performance motherboards, huh? Specifically for like AI and machine learning and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's unpack this a little bit.
All right.
We've got some excerpts here from pasted text
Okay.
that we can use to kind of guide us along.
Awesome.
You probably know the basics, right?
Yeah.
A motherboard is like the foundation of a house, but for your computer,
Yeah.
it's where everything connects.
Right.
But for AI and machine learning, we're not talking about your average, everyday computer build here.
Oh, yeah.
This is where things get seriously powerful.
For sure.
Like, really high-end stuff.
Yeah, the demand for these specialized motherboards has like exploded recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And it's all driven by the like incredible growth we're seeing in AI and machine learning applications.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like self-driving cars, personalized medicine, you name it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's wild.
I noticed in the source that these motherboards are a whole different breed from what you'd find in like a standard computer.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Can you kind of break down why that is? What makes them so different?
Absolutely. So imagine you're like trying to run a complex simulation
Okay.
for climate modeling. Let's say crunching tons and tons of data.
Right.
A typical desktop motherboard would just like choke.
Really?
But these high performance boards are specifically built for that kind of heavy lifting.
So it's like using a truck to haul a massive load instead of trying to do it with like a little, a
Exactly.
compact car.
Yeah, a tiny little car.
Yeah.
AI workloads are all about massive data sets and complex calculations, and one of the key differences is they often have multiple CPU sockets.
Oh, wow.
So think like AMD's Threadripper series or Intel's Xeon line, for example. These can house CPUs with like tons of cores. We're talking like dozens to process information simultaneously.
So more cores equals more processing power.
Yeah, basically.
Got it. Okay, so that's the CPU side of things.
Right.
But what about the other components? Like, what else is important here?
Another super critical factor is RAM.
RAM.
Okay. You need a huge amount of RAM for AI to hold all that data in active memory.
So it's almost like a giant whiteboard where the AI can quickly access
Yeah.
information and kind of move things around, manipulate
Yeah,
things.
exactly. Think of it like that.
Okay, so it's not just about raw power then.
Right.
It's also about how quickly the system can access the information that it needs.
Yeah, exactly. Speed is key.
Okay.
And then there's high-speed interconnects.
What are those?
Those are the pathways that allow different components to communicate with each other.
Okay.
Super fast, like lightning speed.
Gotcha.
This is crucial when you have multiple CPUs and GPUs all working together.
Right, because they got to be able to talk to each other really fast.
Exactly. They gotta be in sync.
Okay, and speaking of GPUs,
Yeah.
those are essential for AI tasks, right?
Absolutely. Especially for things like image recognition
Okay.
or natural language processing.
Right, like training a self-driving car to recognize objects in real time. So these high-performance boards need to be able to handle multiple GPUs as well.
Yeah, and not just any GPUs. We're
No.
talking about top-of-the-line cards,
Okay.
ones that are specifically designed for AI workloads. Like
Wow.
those based on NVIDIA's Ampere architecture.
I see.
These GPUs excel at parallel processing, handling those like really complex calculations that AI thrives on.
This all sounds incredibly complex.
Yeah.
Like you've got multiple powerful CPUs,
Right.
tons of RAM,
Tons of it.
high-speed interconnects,
Yep.
and then multiple top-tier GPUs. What's the downside? There's got to be a catch, right?
Well, the biggest challenge is probably the cost.
Makes sense.
These components are in super high demand, and building these systems requires very specialized knowledge.
Yeah.
It's not a simple plug-and-play setup.
I can imagine.
And then there's also the issue of power consumption.
Oh, yeah.
All those components, they draw a lot of energy.
That's true.
We're talking about systems that might require dedicated power circuits and advanced cooling solutions. You're essentially building like a small supercomputer.
Yeah, like a mini supercomputer in your house.
Basically, yeah.
That's crazy. So in a nutshell, these high-performance motherboards are the powerhouse behind the AI revolution.
Pretty much,
It's
yeah.
fascinating to see how specialized hardware is driving these incredible advancements.
Yeah, it really is. And it makes you wonder,
What's that?
as AI continues to evolve, what new demands will be placed on hardware?
Oh, that's a good question.
Will we need even more specialized components? Or will the focus shift to optimizing efficiency and sustainability?
Right, because those are big concerns too.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a great question for all of you listening out there to ponder.
Yeah, think about it.
The world of AI hardware is constantly evolving, and it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
For sure.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Yeah, this is fun.
It's been a fascinating journey into the world of high-performance computing.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate your expertise.
No problem, anytime.
And for everyone listening, keep exploring, keep learning. The world of AI is full of fascinating discoveries.
It really is.
All right, that's it for this one. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.